pagsamba ay napakahalaga. It's a lifetime of coexistence. Actually, it's not a lifetime, it's an eternity of coexistence with our Creator, with our God, no? At it is the oneness with the Lord. It's oneness with God. Pag sinabing, pag tinanong natin, ano ba yung worship? Hindi yung awit lang kanina. Hindi sila tapos a slow song na, bakit kaya kinanta ng mga worship team ngayon, puro mababagal? Siguro kasi ang topic kasi, worship daw eh, no? Pag mabibilis, praise yun, no? Hindi lang ho yun. Gusto ko maintindihan natin at magkaunawaan ng worship. Ang ibig sabihin ng worship is really means to give honor. To give honor, to give reverence, to give respect, adoration, praise, glory to a superior being. Pagbibigay ng dangal, pagbibigay ng respeto, pagbibigay ng paggalang, pagbibigay ng adorasyon, pagbibigay ng papuri, pagbibigay ng kaluwalhatian sa isang mas mataas, baka pangyarihang nilalang. Ito po yung ibig sabihin ng pagsamba. Ito po yung ibig sabihin kung bakit itong ating pagtitipon ngayon ay tinawag na worship service. It is not just a time for us to gather together, but there is a purpose for us. There's a purpose why the saints have come together. Like katulad ng communion kanina, with the very essence na sinasabi sa atin, communion is for us to be reminded that we are one and should be one with God. Ganon din po sa worship. Sa worship, kanya tayo nagpupuri sa Panginoon, kanya tayo sumasamba sa Panginoon, kanya tayo nagbibigay ng honor sa Panginoon upang sa ating maintindihan natin that we are worshiping God because we are coexisting with Him as one. Hindi lang sa buhay natin dito sa lupa, but I believe in eternity, even in heaven. That's the reason why earlier I shared about Revelation chapter 4, giving you an idea of what you are about to do when you are in heaven. Together with the angels, the saints, we're going to sing and going to worship every day for the rest of eternity, saying and singing, "Holy, holy, holy is God Almighty." Palapakan nga natin si Lord. Di ba, dapat namang siyang sambahin, purihin, di ba? At yun nga po eh. Kasi yung pagsamba, if we're going to really define it with the word worship, ibig sabihin nun, sumasamba ka at kinikilala mo yung kahalagahan ng Panginoon Diyos sa atin. Binibigyan mo ng halaga at alam mo yung halaga ng Panginoong Diyos sa buhay natin. And so the reason why we worship is because we know the word of God in us. Gano'n ba kahalaga ang Panginoon sa buhay natin? Bawat aspeto ng ating buhay, nagpapakita ng kanyang kahalagahan, ng kanyang pagkatao, ng kanyang kabanalan sa atin, no? At pag tayo po ay nagsisimula magsalita, nagsisimula tayong magpuri, nagsisimula tayong sumamba, we continue to speak about His goodness, His grace, His greatness, His love, what the things He's done for us, at kung sino siya sa buhay natin. Kung sino ang Panginoon sa buhay natin. At pag tayo po ay nag-uumpisa at nagsumasamba, we're talking about union and communion. We're talking about oneness, pakikipag-isa. Isang-isang malapit, isang intimate relationship with the Lord. When we talk about union, di ba parang pag sinabi nating pinag-isa, it takes about two different things. Dalawang magkaibang bagay, dalawang magkahiwalay na bagay, tapos pinagtagpo, at hindi lang pinagtagpo, pinag-isa sila. That's what you call unity. Di po ba? Pag sinabing unity, and when you commune with the Lord, at the same time we worship the God, you are now being united and being one in spirit, in heart with God. Pag may ibang mga definition about worship, yung ibang nagtuturo about worship says, worship is about meeting God and God meeting you. It's not about just meeting God, but being one with God and you being one with the Lord. When you come and have that heart of worship, pagpasok pa lang natin dito, hindi ka aalis dito na hindi mo kasama si Lord. Hindi ka papasok dito na may intensyon lamang na basta pumasyal. Lalabas ka dito, bit-bit mo, kasama mo, kaisa mo, ang Panginoon at ang Diyos nating sinasamba. Yun po yung ibig sabihin noon. When we talk about union, it means to take two different things, two separate things, and combine them into one. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, today. Ang ganda po mag-intindihan natin, it is not just a call for us, a command for us, but a realization of a wonderful, wonderful miracle that can take place whenever we worship God. Alam nyo, di ba, kung isipin lang natin, ikaw makakaisa ka ng Panginoon, parang yung communion kanina, parang hindi natin maarok. Paano yon? Yes, I know and I believe. Nung sinabi ng Panginoong Jesus, I and the Father are one. Katulad ng katawan, katulad ng kaluluwa, iisa sila, walang problema yon. Naunawaan ko yon. Pero pag sinabing ako kaisa ng Panginoon, that He is in me and I am in Him, and the glory that He receives from the Father is also being in me, parang ang hirap maunawaan. But praise be to God. We have our time to worship the Lord, and you can experience the very essence and the very presence of God in your life. Wow! Alam nyo ba, pag sumasamba tayo, not only are you going to feel it, but you're going to make that a reality sa buhay natin. Naniniwala ka bang ang hirap ng buhay na mag-isa ka? Gusto mo may kasama ka parate. Pero pag sinabi ko sa iyo, hindi mo lang kasama siya, nakatabi, ibig ko sabihin, pag sumamba ka, hindi mo lang siya bit-bit, nakatabi mo siya. No, God is saying to you, I will be in you, and you will be in me, and you will merge, and we will be one. Wow, ang ganda pong maintindihan natin yon. And worship is much more than just the lifting of the hands. It's much more than just singing. Na kung minsan binabaliwala natin. Pero worship is about really having this lifestyle na na-extend, yung parang makita mo yung dumadaloy sa'yo, parang it will bleed through everything in your life. It will bleed through your relationships with other people. Nadadaloy ito, no? Paano mo sa ibang mga, sa pag nagpupuri ka, sumasamba ka, yung tinatanggap mo, kaluwalhatian sa Panginoon, dumadaloy din sa mga karelasyon mo, sa pamilya mo, sa kaibigan mo, sa ibang taong nakapaligid sa'yo. It will bleed to how you handle finances. When you worship God, dumadalo yun, kaluwalhatian na yun. Dumadalo yung bagay na yun. Yung paano ka mag-manage ng time mo, ng resources mo, you automatically have that spirit of worship in you. Kung paano mo harapin at maglingkod sa isang boss, for example, na malupit sa'yo o hindi ka gusto, or how you relate with other people that might not like you, pero yung aura mo, because you have the wonderful glory of worship in you, that you can relate and be like the Lord Jesus Christ whenever you relate to other people. Ang saya nun, di ba? Ang sarap talaga lumakad ng Lunes hanggang Sabado na talagang feel mo at nararamdaman mo 24/7 for the whole week. Experience the presence of God in your life. Walang pwedeng problema, walang kabigatan na pwedeng magpabaksak sa'yo. You will experience the peace and the joy of God in your life. It is a lifestyle. Sabi mo kasi mo, it is a lifestyle. So say to the person next to you, I've decided to be a worshiper. Who wants to be a worshiper? If you have your Bible, and I hope you do, no, let's open our Bible to Mark 14, 3 to 9. And study the kind of worship that pleases God. Sabi ko kanina, ang tanong ko, kung bibigyan ka ng pagkakataon, no? Na makapag-alay sa Panginoon, ano kaya yung pinakabagandang bagay na pwede mong ialay sa Diyos? Siguro, so far, at least, sa marami sa atin, medyo nagkakaroon na ng understanding of what it is. But let's read this verse. Basahin natin. One to go. While he was in Bethany, reclining at a table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, "Why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor." And they rebuked her harshly. "Leave her alone," said Jesus. "Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. She has done a beautiful thing to me. Wow. At ang sabi pa doon, the poor will always have with you, and you can help them anytime you want, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she does will be also be told in memory of her. May the Lord bless his word. I want to share today about that beautiful thing called worship. The beautiful thing called worship. Sabi ko kanina, if ever given an example, an opportunity for us na maialay yung pinakagandang bagay na makakapagbigay ng kaluguran sa Diyos, alam nyo, yun yung pagsamba. Minsan minabaliwala natin, akala natin, what you're doing is okay, but you see, there's a different definition of worship. And understanding na pag naunawaan natin yun, makikita natin ang kahalagahan nito sa buhay natin. The beautiful thing about worship, the beautiful thing about really worshiping God. Kasi, bigyan ko pa kayo ng isang tanong, posible ba na may ginagawa ka parehong bagay, doing the same thing, and yet getting contrasting results? Magkaiba yung resulta na nakita nyo? For example, kayong dalawang bagay, dalawang grupo, dalawang tao, ginagawa nyo pareho yung isang bagay, sa isang event, no, sa isang lugar, pero magkaiba ng resulta, magkaiba ng tanggap ang Panginoon. Yung isa tinanggap niya, yung isa ni-reject niya. It's similar with the case of, for example, Abel and Cain. During the time in Genesis, na nag-offer din sila ng kanilang mga handog sa Panginoon, parehong paghahandog, pero sabi ko nga, naghahanap kami sa ano, pero merong word doon, because at the time Cain offered vegetables and fruits, yung mga harvest sa lupa, at si Abel naman nagbigay ng harvest niya sa hayop. Pero may dinagdag si Lord sa description yung kay Abel when he gave that offering, he gave the best offering. And so what happened, tinanggap ng ating Panginoon yung kay Abel at nireject yung kay Cain. And to that point, because of that, nagalit si Cain, pinatay niya yung kapatid niya. No? Ganun din, parang ito po yung story na to na binasa natin, is similar. No? It's always fascinating that to me that two people, isang dalawang tao, magpareho ng lugar, pareho ng ginagawa, pero hindi nila inaintindihan at hindi nila unawaan to the point ng yung isa kinaluguran ng Panginoon, yung isa naman, hindi. I remember last Wednesday when we've been sharing, I hope that you can come Wednesday, especially itong month na to, because there's so many wonderful revelations sa Malachi, the last book of the Old Testament, before the 400 year of silence, bago dumating ang Panginoon, no? Matindi po yung mensahe na binibigay sa atin, at yung nga eh, doon sa parte na yon, sabi nyo, if I'm going to recall, meron doon ang Panginoon na sinabi, doon sa part na shinare ko last time, is that we might be here and we thought that we are worshiping God. Akala natin yung ating pag-awit, ating pagsamba, ating panalangin ay katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon. Yung pala lalabas ka dito, yung isang parte lang, yung kalahati lang tinanggap, yung kalahati hindi. Ang masakit dito, marami tayo, baka mamaya iisa lang yung tinanggap ni Lord, lahat tayo reject. Ewan ko kung naka-experience kayo noon, kunyari exporter ka, no? Pinaghirapan mo, tapos ni-reject lahat, binalik lahat, no? Sayang, dahil mo nasayang. Sayang naman kung nandito ka at akala mo yung worship natin ay maayos, yung pala, hindi tinanggap ng Panginoon. Sabi nga doon sa binasa namin last time, a son honors his father and a servant his master. If I am a father, where is the honor due to me? If I am a master, where is the respect due to me? Says the Lord Almighty, it is you, O priest, who show contempt for my name. Meaning to say, you have an idea, but God has a different perspective. God has a different criteria. You have your own way of showing worship, but God will be the one to judge
kung ang iyong pag-alay ay katanggap-tanggap o hindi. It's always fascinating for us to be able to see two people at the same place, at the same time, yet totally different experiences in one event. No? Namita natin dito si Simon, yung may-ari ng bahay. Sabi sa isang pariseo, is the leper, sabi ka noon, and the woman with the alabaster jar. Nung makita natin dito na dalawang example ng dalawang taong sa isang lugar, isang event, pero nung umalis sila, iba-iba at dalawang contrasting experiences ang naranasan nila. Nung in-account ni John ito, in-identify yung babae being Mary of Bethany, the sister of Lazarus, yung binuhay na muli ng Panginoon, at si Martha. No? At nakafocus si Mary kay Jesus. Even the account nung dati, yung nagagalit yung kapatid niyang si Martha, nagkakagulo, but yung devotion nito, at ang sinabi ng Panginoon, you have to keep the main thing. Ibig sabihin, marami tayong inalala, lahat ang maraming ginagawa. When you worship God, you focus only on one, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The worship that the Lord wants is when you focus Him, on Him alone. Yun yung kay Mary na sinabi nga dito, pinakita dito, dito yung the same Mary na nung makakita niya ka sa ating Panginoon, umupo ka agad siya doon sa paanan niya at nakinig. At nice siya kasing malaman. Kahit gustong-gusto niya, excited siya whenever the Lord is there. And whenever an opportunity will come to have that opportunity to be in the presence of God, wow, iisa lang talaga. Gustong-gusto niya mag-worship. Gustong-gusto niya yung makasama ang Panginoon. Ito yung same Mary na binasag niya, yung isang napakahalaga sa kanya, just to be able to show how much she worship and she loves the Lord, her Master. Kala natin kumisan yung mga ginagawa natin, di ba? Nababaliwala yung para sa Panginoon, parang baliwala lang. Di natin pa si kumisan dumating sa point na parang napapagod na nga ka ikaw eh, kasi hindi naman na-appreciate yung ibang tao, hindi na-appreciate na, at minsan nga nami-misunderstood ka pa ng iba. Di ba, may mga experience ba kayo ganun na parating may ginagawa kay Lord, ang ginagawa mo para pagsamba sa Kanya, and yet, instead of being recognized, instead of being encouraged, napufrustrate ka pa? Di ka pa maintindihan ng ibang tao, pero yun nga eh, to the point na, yun na, nawala yung passion mo. Dati, mainit ka sa pagsamba eh. Dati, ikaw yung maaga dito. Dati, ikaw yung talagang, you are focused on the Lord, and yet, dumating sa point, you lose that fire. You lose the passion. You lose the desire. You lose the reason, the very essence of His presence and the importance of His presence in your life. This is the lesson that we are going to try to understand today sa word ng Panginoon sa atin. Yung kailangan ng apoy, yung kailangan ng pag-aalam, yung kailangan na ma-rekindle yung devotion nila sa Panginoon. Alam nyo, isa lang yung gusto kong ipalatag sa atin na sana isusulat nyo at i-meditate natin pag-uwi natin. I don't want to give you many points kasi nag-share ako doon sa mga ibang mga estudyante. Sabi ko nga, sige, I just want to give you one point. I hope you will remember. And this is the main idea of this text. Give God His due if your worship is true. Give God His due when your worship is true. Kung tatagalugin natin yan, at binaligtad ko lang naman, kung totoo kang talaga sumasamba sa Diyos, ibigay mo yung karapat-dapat para sa Kanya. Hindi yung akala mo lang, pero yung karapat-dapat para sa ating Panginoon. Ang tanong natin dito, are we worshiping God? At meron pa doon qualifying na adjective to say whatever you worship or not. Because when you worship, all of us can worship and say, we qualify. But the thing is, there's such a thing as true worship. And true worship, ang sabi doon, is giving God His due. Giving God His due. Worship is giving God what is due to Him. What is due Him. Alam nyo, God demands worship. God demands us to worship Him. God demands us to really give Him praise. For He alone is worthy of it. Talagang Siya lang yung karapat-dapat. Kung tutingnan natin, alam mo, kung may sasambahin ka, isa lang ang Diyos. Kasi Siya lang yung karapat-dapat. Siya lang yung bibigyan natin ng tunay na pagsamba, tunay na pag-aalay ng ating oras, ng ating panahon, ng ating resources. If we're going to open our mouths and just proclaim praise, kung may pupurihin ka, hindi tao, si Lord. He requests that we acknowledge His greatness. Even in Revelation chapter 4, shinare ko dito kanina, ang sabi doon, di ba, "You are worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For you created all things, and by your will, they exist and were created." Wow! To understand that He truly deserves our praise and our glory and the honor, because He alone created all things. He alone created all things. The reason why we exist, the reason why we are here today, is to worship God. Kanya nga, sabi doon, kailangan gumawa tayo ng desisyon, magpuri sa Panginoon, ano man yung nangyayari sa atin, no matter what, kailangan, we need to make a decision to worship God. Last Wednesday, I shared about Malachi. I shared, there's such a strong point from the Lord na tunating sa punto na ito yung mensahe ko bago tayo magkaroon, magkatapusan. Bago matapos ang gabi, sabi ng Panginoon, bago magkaroon ng closure, kung hindi kayong sasamba sa akin ng matama, sabi niya, if you're not going to respect me as a father, if you're not going to give me the honor as a father, you're not going to respect me as your master, buti na lang, isarado na lang natin yung simbahan. Better to close the temple doors than for you to come and think that you're worshiping Him and then you come to a realization na hindi na pala lumalampas yung papuri natin, nandiyan lang sa ceiling, babaksak ulit. Why? Because worship that the Lord requires is the kind of worship na dapat galing sa puso. It's kind of true. Maganda maintindihan natin, you have to make a decision to worship no matter what. No matter what. No? Kailangan maintindihan natin. Ako, kailangan, yun ang parating sa challenge natin. Maring, ano man yung mangyari, ano man yung sitwasyon, ano man yung nangyayari sa atin, no? I do not know what the day holds, but I know that who holds me. What I'm trying to say, hindi ko alam kung yung ano mangyayari sa akin, hindi ko alam kung ano mangyayari sa akin sa araw na to, hindi ko alam, hindi ko hawak ang sitwasyon, pero alam ko kung sino yung may hawak sa akin. Wow! Tandaan natin, sabi nga doon, I don't know what my day holds, but I know who holds my day. When you try to understand that, merong may time, nagigising ka sa umaga, nagmamadali ka, kasi alam mo, in control ka, dapat gawin mo to, and yet at the end of the day, you will feel frustrated kasi yung mga pinilano mo ng umaga, hindi nangyari sa buong maghapon. Kasi yung ikaw yung humawak, nawala. Pero yung di ba yung pag sumamba ka at sinabi mo, Lord, ikaw na po ang humawak sa akin. You know you'll come out that day refreshed, filled with joy. Why? You know that God is with you. God guided you. God bless you. And God have made your day wonderful and successful. At sarap maintindihan. Katulad ni Maria, pumunta siya sa isang lugar. Alam niya na siya ay lalaitin, siya ay hahamakin, siya ay kaiinisan, pero walang makakapigil sa kanya, talagang pundumiretso doon. Alam niya ang gagawin niya eh. I come here. I have problems. Alam na mga, ayaw dapat sabi sa akin, huwag ka nang pumunta dito. Maraming mga distractions, maraming mga bagay. Pero I come here because I want to worship God. I do not want to just worship God for the sake of coming because it is a Sunday. I come because I want to. I love the Lord. Alam nyo, si Mary, I do not know if she can be the same woman doon sa ibang accounts na kung saan nagbasag ng alabaster jar din. At kasi doon sa account ito, di ba, binuhos sa paa. Ito namang binasa natin, binuhos sa ulo. Baka nangyari, binuhos muna sa ulo, dumami sa paa, tsaka pinunasan ng buhok yung paa niya. Ganun siguro yun. But this accounts in Mark chapter 14, inanoint siya coming from the head, no? At dumaloy sa katawan niya. Nag-filled yung buong bahay ng amoy, ang bango nung pabango na yon. Nang hinayang yung bahay, ninsulto siya, pero wala, hindi na nagwalang kibu na lang siya, talagang pinunasan niya, talagang pinuri niya. Why? Because she's so focused on what? On one thing, and one thing alone, and that's just to worship God. I think Pag ikaw, ang worship sa iyo, ang pagtingin mo sa Panginoon, ano ba yung ginawa niya sa iyo at talaga bang karapat dapat siyang sambahin? As I was worshiping earlier this morning, I came to a point and realization na dapat sana wala ako dito. I'm a messed up person. Marami mga bagay na dinaanan ako. Marami akong kapalpakan sa buhay. Marami akong, but it's still fresh to me. How the Lord has touched me. How the Lord has pulled me out of that pit. Na dapat sana, bali, wala na ako ngayon. Sana, no, patapon na yung buhay ko. Na sana yung mga frustrations ngayon, na overwhelm ako, na nag-give up na lang ako sa buhay ko. Until I came to know the Lord, until that time, I think it was 28 at that time nung nakakilala ako sa Panginoon, and more than 20 years, handun pa rin siya, ginagabayan pa rin niya ako. No, I have a God who never gave up on me when even times that I am lost. He was there waiting. Hinihintay na ako po ay magbalik loob sa Kanya. There was a time in my life I was supposed to die at the early age of 18 when I contracted a disease called TB meningitis. Dapat patay na ako noong 18 ako. Dapat patay na ako noong 2006, 2010. When I have this attack, yung VTAC, no? Akala ko magkakaroon ako ng VTEC na Honda. Yung pala, VTAC yung sa akin. Ang diniretso ko sa heart center for 1 week. I was in ICU, in CCU. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be worshiping God, but praise the Lord for His goodness. He's so good. Dapat sana hindi ako nandito ngayon. Hindi ako nagtuturo ng kabutihan ng Panginoon. Hindi ako pinagpapastor ng Diyos sa Kanyang mga anak. I am nothing. I'm supposed to be lost. I'm supposed to be somebody who is just an ordinary person in the dark. But God loves me, and that for that I worship God. For that, every day of my life, I'm supposed to give everything to Him because He has given everything for me. Alam mo, kung sasambahin natin, meron bang dahilan para sambahin mo ang Panginoon sa buhay mo? Sino ka ba noong dati? Di ba nawawala tayo dati? Dati hindi ka naman nakakapagbihis ng ganyan. Dati naman hindi ka ganyan kaganda. Dati naman hindi ka ganyan kayaman. Dati naman hindi ka ganyan. But God chose you and love you and gave you an all-out effort. Wow! Does He deserve the praise? Do we have a God who deserves our worship? Yung worship na talagang all-out, yung woman na to, hindi ko alam kay Mary kung ano nangyari sa kanya. Maybe he was a prostitute at that time, given an opportunity to be forgiven by God. Tayo dati, mas matindi pa rin tayo. Hanggang ngayon, nagpo-prostitute pa rin tayo. Hindi lang dahil sa nakaraan, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi natin magawa yung dapat paggawa sa Panginoon. Pag sinabing prostitute, you are really living double lives. Trying to have a God, pero meron ka bang ibang Diyos-Diyosan? Ang puso mo kalahati. Pagdating sa anak mo, 1/4 na lang. Pagdating sa apo mo, wala na. Sinare ko noong Wednesday, pag kalahati lang ang devotion mo, siguraduhin mo. Sinisigurado ko sa iyo, mga anak mo, 1/4 na lang. Pagdating sa apo mo, sigurado ko, matigas na yan. Hindi na pupunta sa Panginoon. Ang sabi ng Panginoon, I want the whole, the full devotion that you like, Mary. Alam mo, yung binigay ni Mary, something that really brought so much joy to God. Na tumating sa point talagang binaliwala siya, nilait siya, pero mismo ang Panginoon ang siyang nagtanggol para sa kanya. Do you want to experience that whenever you are worshiping, anuman, sige, alam mo, yung kumisa tayo pag nagpupuri sa Panginoon, nag-worship tayo sa Panginoon, nakatingin tayo doon sa ibang nagpupuri, hindi tayo nagpupuri sa Lord eh. No? Ambira, ito naman, ito, natamaan na ako. Ito, doon ka nga tire, doon ka nga harap. No, parang, ako, Lord, si Lord, isi, bigay na bigay. Ikaw naman, ambira, nakahiya. You focus on other people, other concerns. But this woman, Mary, dire-direcho siya. Lumapit siya sa Panginoon. Binasag niya yung isang pinakamahalagang bahagi ng buhay niya, no? Just to be able to offer this wonderful sacrifice of worship to the Lord. You see, true worship will expose the others of what kind of worship that we have. Actually, dito sa party na to, sabi niya, yung totoong pagsamba na ipakita dito eh. At ang lumabas ngayon, yung mga, kung ano lang yung mga tinatawag na religious hypocrites, and even ang sabi nga dito, even the disciples were serving the Lord 3.5 years, no? Ito kasi yung panahon na kung saan marapit nang magkaroon ng katuparan yung sinasabi ng Panginoon, at hindi sila makapaniwala na ang isang Messiah, isang Savior, ay ganun po ang mangyayari. Na siya po ay kailangan mamatay at talagang parang mahina na tao na talagang mamamatay para sa akala nila iba eh. Kanya sila nag-worship noong una, gusto nila, makita nila yung Messiah ay talagang magli-lead ng isang revolt, no? Isang matapang na mangdirigma, no? And yet, because of this revelations that they knew, in a few days, the Lord will die on the cross. 3.5 years of discipleship, 3.5 years of being with the Lord, and yet they were not able to understand the very essence of the presence of the Savior. It took this woman to be appreciated by the Lord. Sabi nga doon, hindi pa eh. Ang tanong, why waste this perfume? Diba? Kung minsan talaga, minsan ang at ang masakit nito, hindi naman ang nagsasabi nito ay yung mga ibang tao eh. Actually, ang nagsasabi nito, yung mismo mga disciples niya, even Judas himself, diba? There was a time of indignation, and watch this, hindi lang iba, kundi yun nga, yung mga disciple niya. Disciple niya na nag-provoke nung nag-worship ito. Nagalit. Na nag-worship itong babaeng ito. Nagalit sila, bakit ganito klase mag-worship? Hindi ba dapat ganyan? Hindi ganyan dapat. Hindi dapat ganyan. Hindi mo dapat binibigay lahat. Hindi dapat lahat binibigay mo. Hindi mo dapat uubusin. Sayang. Sayang, pwede pa ibigay sa kaibaya, sa mahihirap palang parating. It's just, you see, the history of how the cycle of worship, hanggang ngayon na-experience natin yan, many, even in our generation today, also experience that. The reason why it provokes them, bakit nagagalit sila? Because, ito nga eh, because the worship is going to spill out to others and they will be able to see themselves kung paano sila magsamba rin. Nakikita lang yung malaking kaibahan na itong taong ito kaya ibigay, pero ikaw, hindi. Na ikaw okay lang sa'yo, na hindi sumamba, hindi mag-pray, hindi mag-devotion. Pero pag itong taong ito lumalapit sa Panginoon na binubigay niya lahat, ano man yung sitwasyon na niya, kakaproblema siya, pero iniuuna niya, no, ang Diyos. Handa niya ibigay lahat, hindi niya, you know, sinasabi yung, wow, hindi niya sinasabing ang excuses ko, hindi niya sinasabing may trabaho ako, hindi niya sinasabing, no, marami akong problema sa opisina, hindi niya sinasabing yung mga bagay na yan. Siya, pag sinabi niya si Lord, si Lord. Pag siya nangako, si Lord, si Lord. And some who were even Judas. Sinabi naman doon sa John chapter 12 verse 6 na kanya siya nagalit dahil meron siyang sarili and self-serving na dahilan. Ang sabi niya doon, ang sabi doon ni John, this is said not that he cared for the poor, but because he was a thief. And Warren Wiersbe said in one of the commentaries, sabi niya doon, alam mo, yung word na waste, sa tingin ng ibang tao na hindi talaga worshiper, sayang, nakakapanghina yung ginagawa mo. Ba't nandito ka? Bakit ka nag-spend ng ganito? Pero actually, yung waste talaga, wasted life, is that of Judas. Kasi sinayang niya yung pagiging disciple niya. Sinayang yung tatlong kalahating taon ng pag-aalaga sa kanya ng Panginoon. To the point, even physically, he wasted his life by committing suicide. Leave her alone, sabi ng Panginoon. She's doing a beautiful thing in my life. Your worship has the essence to bring the essence of the wonderful presence of God to the body. Each time, alam nyo ba, each time that we worship God truthfully, and whenever the Lord inhabit the praises of His people, the true praises of His people, ang ginagawa ng Panginoon, dumadalo yung pagpapala niya, dumadalo yung kaluwalhatian niya. Kapatid, dahil sa pagtutuo mong pagsamba, nakikinabang yung katabi mo eh. Alam mo, minsan hindi sumasamba yan, hindi niya kaya. May problema yan, pero ikaw dahil sa marami ka rin problema, pero nakakapagpuri ka, sumasamba ka, alam mo, dumadalo yan, natutulungan mo pa yung katabi mo, na na-experience niya yung presensya ng Panginoon because of you. You know, when we worship God as a church, the Spirit of God is here, the presence of God is here, and whenever the presence of God will be lifted up. You see the experience ng bawat isa sa atin? Dumadalo eh. Are you ready to worship God? Are you ready to worship Him in the true sense of the word. Kasi whenever your worship, namo na i-stir up eh. Yung mga demonyo na i-stir up. Nabibreak yung spirit ng poverty. Nag-worship ka lang, nakita mo, nagbubukas na ang kalangitan, dumadaloy ang pagpapala sa buhay natin. A time has come, and I do believe that the Lord is looking for true worshipers who will worship in spirit and truth. God is looking for one. Worship is being one with God. Being one with God. Sabi nga, ni Jack Hayford, worship changes the worshiper into the image of the one worship. Whenever you worship God, alam mo, whenever you worship God, it's not just that you giving to the Lord. Eh. You are being transformed. You are being one with God. Sinasanctify ka para maging kawangis ka ng Panginoon. Remember, babalikan natin in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Ano yung pinaka-purpose sa'yo? You were created for a purpose. What? God created mankind into His image. In the image of God, He created them, male and female. He created them. The Lord created you to worship Him. Why? Because the Lord wants you to be like Him. Pag nag-worship ka, nagkakaroon kayo ng intimacy. Nade-develop na unawan mo siya, nakikilala mo siya, na-experience mo siya in a way that like never before. And you are created. Alam mo, ang tao create ayon sa wangis ng Panginoon, no? And kung titignan natin si Adam, maintindihan natin, bakit ba kailangan i-worship si Lord? Bakit ba kailangan nating sambahin siya? You will be able to understand the personality of God through the creation of man. Sabi nga dito, man created God into His image. God created man, rather, into His image. I've been sharing about yun sa mga tao. Alam nyo ba ang lalaki, the basic need na isang lalaki is to be respected, to be honored. Alam nyo ba yan? Pag in-honor nyo yung lalaki, sabi nga doon sa Ephesians, parang nagpakasal ako parating ngayon pag sinasabi ko. And the greatest need of a woman is to be loved so that she can experience the security of the love of the husband. Yun po yun eh. Kaya kung babalikan natin, bakit ka ba ganito? Merong ibig sabihin ito eh. When you meet the need of the man, which is admiration, respect, naunawaan ng asawang babae at na-appreciate niya yung value ng asawa niyang lalaki at yung achievements niyan, yung capabilities niya, nagkakaroon ng self-confidence, di ba, yung lalaki? Di ba? Nagkakaroon ng at nagiging proud siya, hindi dahil sa ginagawa niya, pero alam niya na there's something in that man when he feels respected, when he feels he's being honored. Kanya his word, the submission is to bring honor. Pinapaangat yung lalaki. Naunawaan nyo, may mga may asawang babae, naunawaan nyo ba ibig sabihin nun? Di ba? Tayo ka dyan. Huwag ka niyang sa ilalim nagtatago ng kama. Lalit, hindi ganun ha. Yung umaangat siya, talagang being lifted. I do believe in the same way. Kasi shinare dito, even in Ephesians, kinumpare ang tao, ang lalaki, and a woman is called a woman because it's a man with a womb. Ibig sabihin, merong sinapupunan na kaya niya mag-reproduce. And the woman's need is to be loved. At shinare nga sa Ephesians chapter 5, compared to a man and a woman, compared also to God, to Jesus Christ as the Savior, and to this church as the bridegroom and the bride. Meaning to say, kung dapat mahalin daw ng lalaki, katulad ng pagmamahal ni Jesus sa kanyang iglesia, ganun din po sinasabi sa atin. You know, paano puntahan natin ito? Even in John Piper, sabi niya doon, God created us for this, to live our lives in a way that makes Him look more like the greatest and the beauty and the infinite Word that He really is. This is what it means to be created in the image of God. We live our lives like that of God. And as you worship the Lord in spirit and truth, as you worship God in spirit and truth, yung nasa-sanctify mo yung image niya, nabibigyan mo siya ng kaluwalhatian. Alam nyo, parang sa lalaki, no? Pagka kunyari, wow, in-encourage mo yan. Sinabi mo sa kanya, wow, ang galing mo. Sabi mo ka sa anak, sawa mo, ang galing mo. Kung may maglalabas ng basura, ikaw yung pinakamagaling na basurero talaga. No? Paano in-encourage mo siya? Wow, no? Ang galing mo talaga. Bilibo ko sa'yo. Matindi ka magplantya. No? Ayos na ayos. Parang may almirol parati. Ang tindi mo. Parang yung asa lalaki. Ah, ganun ba? Sige, akin na lahat. Pati mga damit mo, paplansyahin ko yan. Ang galing mo magluto. Tindi ka para kasi ano ah. Ah, ano yung sinabi mo sa akin? Super chef? Ano may siyan? Ha? Yung chef, yung pinanood natin? Oh, galing mo. Mas magaling ka. Sumali ka sa ganyan, ha? Kamu kayang-kaya. Oh, ganun ba? Sige, anong gusto mong pagluto ko sa'yo? Ha? Bibig kita ng chicken ngayon, ha? Para bang, ano mo? Di mo alam kung niloloko ka o hindi, no? Pero, wow. Ang tindi. Ang daling bulahin ng lalaki, di ba? Ibig sabihin, ganun talaga siya. Di, the more that you admire and honor, the more that you try, itaas mo yan, naku, lalo na yun yung tip na yun, eh. No, wag mong kukontrahin niya, ang galingan mo. Alam mo, ah, alam mo, bra, ang galing mo maglaba. Ikaw lang yung nakita kong lalaki kung maglalaba ka. At nagpa-plancha, sabay, ang galing mo, ikaw lang yun. Ah, hindi lang yan. Subukan mo ako, ipagluluto pa kita sabay-sabay. The way you admire is the same way. Si Lord, kailangan ba niya yung honor mo? Hindi. Pero you will, see, ito yung sabi, God is self-sufficient. God is completely self-sufficient and doesn't need your praise and your worship. Pero He deserves our worship. Do you think God deserves our worship? When the Lord does something that is good, pag may ginawa yung isang mahal mo sa buhay na maganda, pinupuri mo siya, eh, mas lalo na ang Panginoon, kailangan natin siyang sambahin. Di po ba? And guys, God desires to be honored. God desires to be worshipped. Sabi sa Romans chapter 14, verse 11, as surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bow before me, every tongue will acknowledge God. John 4:23 says, though, yet a time is coming and has now come when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for they are the kind of worshiper the Father seeks. Seek, yung word na seek, sa true worship. Pag sinabing seek, pag sabi sa true worshipers, ang sabi doon, those who are, yung pag sinabi, it means begging, it means craving. Desire niya. To seek means to crave. Seek means to beg. Seek means to crave for something. Maybe you're saying the Lord is craving that you will worship Him in spirit and in truth. The Lord is really craving for someone to give Him the real worship. Pag hindi lang basta sumayaw ka, hindi lang basta kumanta ka, alam niya eh. Kung talagang totoong yung worship mo eh. Alam niya kung masaya ka talaga sa ginagawa mo eh. Alam niya kung hindi ka napipilitan eh. Alam niya kung ang dependent ka sa kumakanta sa taas eh. O kaya doon sa lyrics ng kanta doon eh. Alam niya kung sino ba yung dependent, saan ka dependent eh. But if you are a true worshiper of God, you're focused only on Him. And you want to please Him and no more. You want to glorify the Lord no matter what the situation is in your life. When you start worshiping the Lord, you believe that God is the one who deserves our worship. Hindi mo na kailangan na may dahilan pa para ikaw ay sumamba. Hindi kailangan na dumating yung point na dapat answered prayer ka muna bago sumamba ka. Hindi kailangan na kailangan pa kang ikaw ay pagalingin muna bago makapagsamba ka ng ubos. Hindi kailangan na ikaw ay bigyan muna ng trabaho, bigyan muna ng asawa bago ka sumamba sa Panginoon. You will love God not only for what He has done in your life but for who He is in your life. You love God because you want, no, sabi mo nga when you start saying to God, uy, wala, no, you walang pwedeng gumawa ng mga bagay na ginagawa mo sa akin. Lord, I'm willing to worship You because alam ko, Panginoon, lahat ng mga bagay na no, walang pwedeng magmahal na katulad ng pagmamahal mo sa akin. Walang pwedeng magpagaling kundi Ikaw lamang ang pwedeng magpagaling sa akin. Lord, walang pwedeng magbigay ng kapayapaan, ng kasayahan. Lord, Ikaw lamang ang pwedeng magbigay noon sa akin. Believe ako sa iyo, Lord. Gusto ko Ikaw, Lord. Gusto ko sabihin sa iyo, Lord, Ikaw lamang ang makapagbibigay ng tunay na kapayapaan, na kagalangan. Lord, marami akong pera ngayon, praise God. Pero hindi pera magbibigay sa akin ng totoong kagalakan. Lord, Ikaw lamang. You alone can give me peace. May pamilya ako, may kompleto ako sa mga bagay, but You alone can give me peace. You alone are my God, and I give You glory for that.
when the Lord hears that, when the Lord is hearing that from you, when you worship God, sinasabi mo, Lord, you are my Jehovah Jireh, you are my provider. Ang sasabihin ni Lord, wow, thank you, son, thank you, child. Alam ko po, ang sabi ng Panginoon sa atin, uy, na-excite naman ako. Nire-recognize mo akong ganyan. Tandaan mo, anak, hindi lang yan ang bibigay ko sa'yo. Sinasabi mo, I'm a provider, wait till I am true with you. Because I'm truly going to provide for you. You're worshiping me, not for anything else. Akala mo, nag-worship ka sa akin. Sinabi mo, Lord, you are my Jehovah. Jireh, you are my Jehovah. Rapha, you're my healer. Yes, you are sick right now, but let me do something more for your life. Ang confession mo, pananampalataya, pero yung pananampalataya mo na yan, gagawin kong katotohanan yan. You're telling me, I am El Shaddai, I can do more than enough. Wait till I'm finished with you. Sasabihin ko sa iyo, ang mga imposible, gagawin kong posible. Why? Because your confession, your worship, your confession of faith, I am pleased with that and I'm going to prove to you that you're worshiping the true, the living, the faithful, the loving God in your life. Church, is about time to worship the Lord for who He is. Church, is about time that you can worship God and give Him the best kind of worship. Somebody has to open his mouth today. Somebody has to open her mouth today and proclaim who God truly is. Today we're going to worship God from the start. Somebody needs to stop complaining. Kailangan tumigil ka sa iyong karereklamo. Ang gawin mo, umpisaan mo magpuri sa Panginoon. Umpisa nating i-worship si Lord ngayon. Sabi mo, Lord, I love you, I worship you. Hindi dahil sa anuman yung tatanggapin ko, pero Lord, gusto ko lamang na ibigay sa iyo yung best ko. And today, I do believe some of you would want to worship God truthfully. Kapatid, when was the last time you were able to worship God truthfully? When was the last time you experienced God in a way like you have never experienced before? The Lord is here. We just want to give God His due.
Let faith arise. Let faith arise.